The upcoming general election will decide whether Republican Bruce Rauner gets another term as Illinois governor, or if the voters will choose to go with Democrat J.B. Pritzker. But there's one outcome of the election we already know for certain. Illinois will continue its experiment with amateur politicians running state government. This story begins a few weeks ago in a Chicago television studio. J.B. Pritzker is taking questions from a few dozen high school students on an episode of the local PBS program Chicago Tonight. Early on, he's asked one of the key questions of the campaign.
Why run for governor as your first entry into elected politics? Why not a lower office to gain political experience first?
John, it's a great question. I want to just point out that I've been involved in the political arena for a long, long time.
Pritzker talks about his non-elective experience, like helping launch a business incubator, but he basically rejects the premise of the question, saying he's been around politics a lot. He ends by saying he didn't like the direction the state was going, so
I felt like it was time to step up to the plate.
Pritzker's assertion that he's long been in the political arena runs counter to the Rauner campaign message from 4 years ago. Back then, Rauner regularly boasted of his lack of political experience.
I've never run for office. I didn't even run for student council in high school.
Political scientist Chris Mooney says that kind of message has gotten really popular nationally, but until Rauner, businessmen didn't have much success with it here.
In Illinois, we tend to like our politicians to be professionals. There are places in the country where the guy off the street got a great idea and he's Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of thing.
A perfect man, never in politics in his life, wouldn't know what it was all about in 2 years, let alone 2 months.
That's not our tradition or really our culture. So we have actually been slow to the party on this.
Mooney says Illinois is part of a national trend of really wealthy people going into politics by running for a top office.
It's about 25%. Of all state governors right now are like mega super rich. And about half of those, being governor was the first job they ever had in public life.
Mooney calls these candidates super rich neophytes. He says as a group, their performance in office is mixed. Some are popular, others not. He says Rauner is so unpopular, he skews the results downward. And there can be consequences to this amateurism. Even one of Illinois' most politically experienced governors says he was taken aback by the challenges of the job.
I had probably as good a resume as anybody going into the governor's office.
Jim Edgar was governor of Illinois from 1991 to 99, after being Secretary of State, the governor's top lobbyist, and a state legislator.
But, Jamie, I got to say, a lot of things have surprised me. I can't imagine people that hadn't had any experience.
Edgar says there are ways an amateur politician could help himself in the job. Bring in good people, people who know the history and process of Illinois government, and listen to their advice.
I think anybody who comes in and says, well, I don't know Illinois government, and I don't care because we're going to change it. Hell, you better know it if you want to be effective.
Rauner obliquely addressed this point last month in what's come to be known as his reset speech.
I believed a dramatic, aggressive approach could shock state government into shape and bring back Illinois.
But
I underestimated how difficult change can be in government.
Whether Rauner really learned any lessons is something voters will have to decide for themselves. If they go the other way, the past tells us it's likely Pritzker, as Illinois' newest novice governor, will have to learn a few lessons of his own. I'm Brian Mackey.